Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to another episode of OMG. Does it stand for oh my gosh or oh my God? That's the big debate.
Well, oh my God, but you could say gosh if you don't like to say God.
You know what, Amy? I'm going to say, oh my golly. Just because. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to another week with me and Amy.
I swear you guys, Tori is coming back and she's going to tell everybody everything.
We promise. We haven't.
I think next week, I'm hoping.
We haven't exiled her or taken her, tied her up in the trunk or anything. She's definitely coming back. We miss
She's
her.
Definitely coming
We know
back.
You guys
so
miss her.
So much. So much.
But you have us. You're stuck with us this week.
Oh my golly.
Oh, that's another one. I like it. I like it. How many other... Oh my goodness.
Oh my geez.
Yep, that works.
Let's see. I want to hear what everybody thinks OMG stands for.
I say it constantly now. I don't know about you guys.
It's embarrassing how much I put in a text.
Like, it's probably it's out.
It's like embarrassing.
Okay. The kids don't say OMG anymore.
I actually think you're right. I think it is out, but we are holding on to it.
Not for us.
40 somethings and 50 somethings. We are gonna stick with it.
Listen, when I have an OMG moment now, it's equivalent to my aha moment. Like, it's right underneath the aha moment. So Oprah had her aha moment. We have our OMG moments. Psh.
You know what I think really dates me in our group text is because there's young people in our group text. And first of all, that just shows how old we are that we call people young people is when I write rad.
And it's so you though. When you say rad, I'm like, yeah.
Jenny and I are texting and it was like, okay, I'll see you at 10:30. Rad.
OMG, Amy. Get it together.
Did you use rad on 90210? I feel like rad was going strong.
We had to have. I mean,
gnarly? Yeah. Was gnarly around then?
Righteous?
Duh. Duh has been around for so long.
Duh is like one of my favorite words. How did we even start talking about these things? I don't know. I'm really sorry, you guys. This happens. Well, we have another episode to talk about. Do you guys want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about it, Amy? I'm saying you guys. Like, there's more than one of you. It's just you and me. And my dogs.
Like, I totally do. Behind because me. Once again, it is the very serious issue combined with like 90210 jollies.
Dancing.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Yeah, this was an after school special episode.
Yes. Like, yes. And they tied it up in way too pretty of a bow in 48 minutes or whatever. I was like, wait, that's totally major. What just happened?
Did they?
I don't know.
It's all messed up over there at the Scanlon household.
And I actually can't remember if this was Nicole Tom's last. I think she might come back again, but it's like, can you imagine if she disappears after this?
I can, because that's what happens on our show. People come in for their big OMG moment and then they just disappear. Kind of like Tori. I'm just kidding. She didn't disappear.
It's such a bummer because she's had some really iconic fashion moments in these episodes.
And good acting. This was another great Donna episode. Donna.
There wasn't enough Kelly in this episode. Did you notice that? Yeah. It was like,
it was
barely
fine for
any
me.
Kelly.
I was fine with it. But yeah. There's a lot of Donna, a lot of Sue. I liked it.
And Dylan has COVID. God.
Okay. Okay, let's just start because we can't help ourselves.
We got to be professional. Okay.
Season 3, episode 11, A Presumption of Innocence aired on October 21st, 1992. Meyer's future is on the line over a sexual misconduct charge, but he's more concerned about the future of his... Meyer's future is on the line over a sexual misconduct charge, but he's more concerned about the future of his accuser. Meanwhile, surfing becomes hazardous to Dylan's health, and Brandon hits the dance floor. Directed by Bethany Rooney, written by Karen Rosen and Darren Star. I love Bethany Rooney.
Also, feels like it's been 1992 for like a really long time.
I mean, really? Yeah, we had a lot of shows air in 1992, apparently.
Yeah. So this was when I was a freshman in college. So I was graduating from high school in 92, but I think at this point now I'm a freshman in college. And I'm telling you, these were the episodes. We just squished there was 30 girls in there, squished into this tiny TV room.
Oh my God.
And it was called a TV room. And the screen was probably like the size of my laptop screen.
Like, did you have a VCR?
Of course, somebody would say, are you going to tape it? I wonder if the thing had, you know, remember like TVs when you had to turn the dial? I think we did have remotes.
No, there was no dial. No, I remember when I was young though. Yeah, my TV when I was a little girl and I would sit in front of it and watch the Brady Bunch was was one of those big console TVs that sat on the floor and you had the dials. Oh, I loved that TV.
That was so 70s. Yes.
That thing.
This people are going to get mad, but I have to ask, were you more Greg or Peter? Neither? Oh, her face. Oh, no.
I wasn't really into the boys then. I was into Marsha and Cindy. Sorry, Jan.
Oh, my
What if I was like, yeah. No, my favorite was Alice.
Mike. Oh God. Yeah. I think I was more Peter because so like, I'm not being braggy, but like we've met a lot of Bradys, right? Like in our jobs.
Not to be braggy, but I know all the Bradys. You're totally bragging right now.
I, to this day, cannot look Greg Brady in the eye.
Why?
Like two celebrities. I don't know. I don't know if it's because like maybe I liked him back then.
Was it because he fiddled with his mom on the show? You're embarrassed.
Or like he's kind of goony. So it's like, oh no. I cannot look Greg Brady in the eye. Like when we do things with them, I run away. I go like, I'm sorry, you have to have someone else handle this. And the other one, I can't even believe it. David Hasselhoff. I literally cannot do it. Like I have to leave. I cannot.
I need to know more about the Hasselhoff.
That I will admit, when he was Knight Rider, I literally loved
you,
him.
Okay, so you, it was a love
so
thing.
So that is like, I think it's a combination of that and like, you know, his trajectory has been a little wonky maybe. So it's like, I just am like, no. But I can watch an old Knight Rider and I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to look the Hoff in the eye either. I wouldn't know where to look.
It's rough. Okay, back to.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
So Dylan has COVID. Like Dylan has COVID.
You think? Okay, yeah. I was like, okay, so Dylan is coughing on everyone.
On his birthday cake.
What the like what? Like, apparently this was way before COVID and also before the whole like cough into your elbow trend, you know?
Right. So, I mean, he's just,
he's coughing into a little closed fist like this, like as if the germs are going right in that hole. Is this
fake
germ holder?
Sick. Okay. What is harder to play, fake drunk or fake sick?
He was good at playing fake sick. I believed it.
Very. I agree.
I believed like, he had an upper bronchial infection.
I agree. That's why I was like,
do you think it was from the water?
Well, I think that's what we're like supposed to believe. And then we're jumping ahead, but I love they went to the pediatrician and got a lollipop and some antibiotics. It was just like, this is awesome.
He just turned 18. He hasn't gotten his big boy doctor yet.
Yeah. And you know, I knew he was going to be 18, but that was sort of like, oh, whoa. And then it was very through me that Donna is 18.
Yeah.
I was
it's
like,
it's hard because she was the younger one in real life. Like Tori and Brian were the younger ones in real life. And then now she's supposed to be the older one on the show.
Did she skip a grade? I'm so confused.
Like, I don't get it. Maybe she skipped kindergarten like my kid.
Something weird. Okay. So really quickly, did you notice Nikki and Brandon just so in love in the back? So the table is like Dylan and the cake and Brenda. And then Nikki and Brandon are just so touchy. They're like J-Lo and Ben, like always touching.
They aren't even on camera practically. Like
I just, saw them in the
They're literally right in the corner. Just making out for the fun of it back there. And also, what? I am so confused as a human being. Kelly and Brenda and Dylan just pretending like nothing ever happened.
It's so weird.
Okay.
It's so weird. But I guess in real life, okay, let's think about this in real life. If you are in high school and you like scandalously sort of made out with a dude all summer and his girlfriend is your best friend, like, I guess you're going to pretend nothing happened. Because it'd be weird if Kelly was just never there. Like she can't come around. Then it's like, what the F?
Yeah. I guess they couldn't really do that because of they had to, I don't know, but it just feels weird.
Also, you're like a major part of the show.
I'm happy that they're friends, but it's just, I'm confused because I was all amped up for something to happen and like the wheels were turning and then nothing.
Well, it's hullabaloo because it's coming. Like,
what's that mean? Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo? It's malarkey.
Oh, malarkey. Yeah. Okay. It's a bunch of habernacky. I don't know. I just made that up.
Also, why is Gil at the peach pit?
Can you stop with your brains? Because my note says, why is Dill? I'm going to call him Dill from now on because I don't like him and his name's Gil. So I'm going to call him Dill. Why is Dill at Dylan's party?
It's so weird.
Having eating his cake.
And was offered someone a bite. Oh God.
Didn't he offer Sue's game on a bite?
Yes. That was so weird.
That was very foretelling.
It's like, I get that he didn't do it. Obviously we know that he didn't do it, but it was so messy. Like, why are you so tight with these kids? And like, it's creepy.
Yeah. And she just comes in hot with, what do I have to do? Take my clothes off to get a good grade? I would have never said that. I don't know where she gets these things.
Yeah. Well, obviously now we know that she's got like total trauma from what happened to her, which is also probably why she was so aggressive with David last episode, because she just has massive trauma.
Yeah. She's so messed up. Sweet Sue. I feel so bad for her. And that, you know, the minute I saw that Mr. Uncle Henry with the creepy stash.
Bad.
You know he's
bad from the start.
Listen, anybody with a mustache like that, it's a red flag. Just no.
I mean, I do think, it's so weird because watching it with like 2022 eyes, these were important things. Mm-hmm. Not to be like, I don't know what the word is, like preachy or like, I don't know, doe-eyed about it. But it's like, there were kids that watched these things that helped. Like, I remember a Different Strokes episode that totally addressed like molesting and kidnapping and like all these heavy
on
things.
Different Strokes?
Yes. Oh, yes. So those were like very special episodes too. They weren't like every time, but it does bring the conversation out. So I do get why they were doing this. You can't just have like kiss, kiss, surf, surf, make out with Dylan all the time.
I mean, it's a huge thing. Like it's got to happen still all the time. I mean, girls falling in love with their teachers, doing inappropriate, like saying inappropriate things or inappropriately
it all the time,
touching or hugging. Like you cannot touch a child if you are a
women
teacher.
Teachers have, that's in the news all the time. Like women teachers with male students. It's like, what the hell? So this wasn't that outlandish, like that part of it. Like it was weird, but it was like, I guess understandable.
I mean, but
he crossed the line, even though he didn't do anything wrong.
Think?
And I guess by the book. Yeah.
When Seuss closes that classroom door and walks back over to him, I'm like, no, no. And then she hugs him. I'm like, no, no hugging.
Oh,
wait,
God.
But before that, he takes her face in his hands. That is just too intimate.
Well, and back at the Peach Pit, it was like also Andrea. So she comes up to him and then I think Andrea said like, I'll leave you too. And it was like, oh God,
how did she know so fast? And then it's perfection that she's like standing right outside his door when Sue comes out
with the crying and the mascara was like dripping down. I was just like, oh my God,
what happened in there from the hug to the
he
mascara?
He obviously said no.
Oh, and then that upset her.
And then she was just probably overwhelmed and embarrassed and all the things. And then, I mean, that was a mess.
It was a mess. But you know what wasn't a mess? The fact that Dill lived on Malibu Beach. Like, nice.
First of all,
nice teacher salary over there.
I literally wrote, how is this guy affording this place?
Even though it was like a little surf shack, it was so cute. I wanted to redo it.
That's like millions of dollars. Like it was on the ocean.
Yeah, right there.
Like in Malibu.
And not even on like the noisy part of the, it wasn't on PCH. It was like on one of the cute little.
He like lived in the colony.
Yeah. Oh man, what I wouldn't do for that place.
Okay, we need to backtrack.
Okay, go.
Because I have a lot of questions. Now, I'm sure we've talked about this before and I need to look it up. Maybe somebody can look it up while we're talking. Sue Scanlon's mom was very of the time. She had been in a lot of things. I first was jarred because she looked very familiar to the creepy mom in Friday the 13th, but I don't think she was her.
I don't know.
Do you remember Friday the 13th?
No.
The original?
This is where you need Tori because she loves her horror movies.
Totally. Yep. Can somebody just tell us a few other credits of Sue Scanlon's mom? Because she was very around. Okay, so backtracking, we all had a bad vibe from the uncle right away. Also, oh my God. Okay. So Brenda's clearly like got a job in the office.
When did Brenda become Mrs. Teasley's assistant?
I do not know. But how about her dressing for the part? Like she's wearing full suit. Like
it looked like she borrowed Mrs. Teasley's suit for the day.
Literally, guys, I went to high school in the 90s and we wore boxer shorts, literally men's boxer shorts. I don't know why we were allowed to do that, but we were. Adidas slides with socks. I don't know what we wore on top and double strap backpacks.
I have a visual right now.
So bad. Like I literally like, oh my God. And then in the early 90s, we were wearing bodysuits. I will admit that. And maybe like leggings were coming around, but I never wore a suit to high school.
No, but Brenda has, you know, big dreams. She's got aspirations. You know, she's a girl on the rise. So it makes sense for me.
Can you believe how invests were?
Okay. Whoa.
A lot of us.
The vest on Andrea, you guys.
I know the difference between the cool vest they let Brenda wear and the like grandma school marm vest that poor Andrea wears.
No offense, okay. But that vest with the flowers, my mom Brutal. Has that same couch. I swear to God.
Here's where, and again, I don't know if it's my 2022 eyes or if I knew it then. When Andrea and Sue Scanlon are having that scene where she's saying like, I'm here for you, blah, blah, blah. Did you not feel like it was a mom talking to a kid?
Kind of. Yeah.
It's very like,
cause she's, I don't, yeah, there's, she's so much, there's, could have been her daughter, quite honestly.
Yeah. And she's so maternal, like as a person,
she's a like, caretaker,
probably Gabrielle's maternal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it just came across like so much where I'm like, is this a mom and a kid? And then like, when she goes to the house, it literally felt like not as old as the mom, but definitely not as young as Sue. It was like, what?
Yeah. She felt 30 something weirdly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's take a break and come back because we have more to talk about.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin, and their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
and their easy to use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
You know what I always notice about Andrea? In every scene that she's in, I am mesmerized by her beautiful fingernails.
Oh, I'll have to look.
She just has such pretty lady hands.
She has a great presence. I like her a lot. It's just, she's not a kid. She's not Gil, but also I'm jumping ahead, but there is a scene between Andrea and Gil where I was like, it was a great conversation, but it was just so not a student and a teacher.
Mm-hmm. You mean in the newspaper office?
Yeah. When he finally tells her what happened and he opens up to her and, you know, she's very fiery and coming back at him, which I loved the conversation of two colleagues.
Yeah.
Like it was like, what?
He's not like a normal teacher though.
And she's not a normal student. Right. It's like, You go. I'm just taking us backwards.
Okay. It gets into really tricky territory with the whole innocent until proven guilty versus blaming the victim. Like there's two sides of the argument there.
And you actually, when you learn everything, admire Gil because he's been through this and he's like, this child is not capable of me saying this didn't happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought that was like, okay, he is a good dude. Gil is a good guy.
Yeah. But
he's great.
Hugs are a little too tight.
Well, and calling him Gil is weird. And why is he at Dylan's birthday party? But he was.
And why does he like girls in party shoes?
Still hanging on to that. Weird. But it was sort of noble, I guess you could say, that he didn't want to fight back to her because she was so traumatized and he knew it. And she was so like, this was, could have been her undoing if he fought back and she had to like, I don't know what happens to you, but go to
testify against him.
Something. Yeah. And so he was doing the right thing. Now, did you also notice this? Donna goes to the pool party. Sue Scanlon tells what happened. And like literally the next morning, Gil was back at school. I was like, I think there would have been like a bit more.
Maybe some emails letters take time.
Right. And then the class is like, clapping. Welcome back, buddy. Glad you didn't do it. Like, it was just like, this is not.
Yeah. It was too convenient.
That's what I was like, there's our little bow. Okay. So really quickly, the scene was weird with Sue Scanlon in there in the office with the face touching and the whole, that was weird.
Yeah. Hello. Duh. That's weird.
And then sort of we follow Sue. Let's do Sue's storyline first, then we'll get to the dancing. So then we follow Sue to her uncomfortable house.
Whoa, that house is like, I don't know what, it's a house of fear, like scary house. What's that called? Fright house. When you go, it's scary.
Poltergeist house.
How many freaking kids do they have too? Because at the barbecue, are there kids, little kids running everywhere?
I was assuming neighbor kids came. Also, now that was outside.
Yeah.
Like, unlike when you guys have a barbecue at Dylan's, that had to have been actually shot outside. Yeah, right? That felt so like. Mm-hmm.
That would have been a day when we would have shot the exterior of the front of the house. So when Andrea goes over there, right? And when Donna and David come over later, they would have shot those two scenes. And then they would have gone to the backyard and shot the barbecue scene. Because that probably took
all in
the
a
rest
day,
the
right? Because you've got this house for a day. So it's like, you got to get it done. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, it does feel more real, that pool, than the Melrose Place pool or Dylan's yard.
Yeah, no, it was real. That was really a backyard.
And that uncle was, he was creepy from the go.
Then a way he's touching that, the little one, the little Sue.
And then we learn, obviously, there was some incident with Scott Scanlon because Scott used to love the uncle. And then he told David he hates this guy.
Right.
I don't know. That it was heavy. But and that then, was just all a
and
lot
then,
of
yeah,
heavy
I
stuff.
Just wanted to know what happened. Like, after, did he go? I hope they didn't move to Colorado and go live with Uncle Henry, because that would just be terrible. He should not be around children.
I think it was
perv.
Also, it was interesting to me because there's a scene where Donna then referred to him as their friend. And I'm like, that's their creepy uncle. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
At the very end, she's like, their friend did that or something. And I'm like, that was her uncle.
No,
weird uncle. Anyway, okay. So before we move on to the good stuff, how about the fact that like they just show up at the teacher's house?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. And then that Dylan suddenly is on the beach with Gil just broing out. Like, it was so.
Do they even know each? Is Dylan, I guess maybe Dylan is a student of Dill's?
The teacher-student relationships on this show are a tad odd.
Yeah. Well, but they all seem like they could go out for a beer, those three. Jason, Luke, and Dill.
Totally.
I mean, Mark.
Yeah.
I hope Mark doesn't get mad that I'm calling his character Dill.
Not at all. I think he's probably like was sort of polarized by that whole, like, how he feels about the character.
Yeah. I really wish I had known all this episode when we talked to him. Like,
God, it's so weird to think about that he was going to be Dean Cain. That would have not worked. Remember, Mark Kiley was going to be Dean Cain's character.
Yeah.
That would have been not, he is handsome and cute, but no.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
All right, so let's get to the dancing. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I mean, Brandon doesn't dance. That's just not common knowledge. And it must come back to the first time that he danced on the show. Remember with Fina Ferris? And she was going like that to him. I think it traumatized him. And he was like, I am never doing another dancing scene before, again.
I mean, the first scene in the club. Oh, wait, I have to look up what that club's name was. I know I have it. I wrote it down because they were going to that hot club to go, the hot new club to go dancing. I'll find it before we finish. And he's wearing a sport coat, which also is like.
That's his idea of dressing up.
I know the cool kids call it a blazer, but I feel like sport coat. No.
On Brandon, it's a sports jacket.
Kingston 12.
Kingston 12. Now, are these under 21 clubs, apparently?
Obviously, yeah.
Because the whole gang is like,
do you want a soda?
Oh, I don't know. Or do any of those dance clubs exist still where you can go in and dance if you're under 21 here?
I think so. But did you ever go to anything like that? I never did that.
Under 21? No, I went to the over 21s with the fake ID. Shh.
Yeah, that was like, but in high school, we never went to any kind of a dance club ever.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that until I was out of high school.
Yeah. In college, we would have like fraternity parties and I think we would like rent out places and there was dancing. The dancing, I'll give them. There's a lot of dancing, but like, no.
I don't know. It reminded me when I saw them just go in there to dance and I saw like Kelly and Steve dancing together in the background. It reminded me of like when I was young and I would go to dance clubs just to dance.
Yeah.
Like I just wanted to get my dance on. Like I wanted to like sweat it out on the dance floor.
That was the big thing when we were in college, like the fraternity party, the like date parties or the, you know, whatever. It was all about the dancing. It was like, oh, I hope there's a good DJ. Also, shout out to everybody who agreed with my Stairway to Heaven thing. Thank you.
Yeah, you had a number of people that could relate.
So let's try it again. In college, it was very 70s music. Did you, when we were all that age, remember it was like a lot of dancing, like 70s music.
What year are you talking about?
You can ring my bell. 92. Oh, girl,
you can ring my bell. I love that one. That's a good one.
Like some Marvin Gaye was always in there. Always the last song of the night at the fraternity parties was like Sexual Healing Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. I always like it when they play that. Wait, what's that song where we are family?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
No good dancing ever happens to that song, though. Like you can't really actually dance to that song. It's more of like a wedding
song.
More
like this.
Yeah. Every Italian wedding I've ever been to has that song on the dance floor.
Yeah, so I can remember all that. We were definitely dancing in the 90s.
Yes.
But not at a club.
Not at Kingston 12.
And then Brandon getting so mad all of a sudden. Like she's dancing with just random guy after random guy.
Why did he even go? Why? And then why is he going to sit there and like leer at her?
The tables. And then then he loses it when she dances with Steve.
But I will say, just because he says go ahead and dance with one guy doesn't mean go ahead and dance with every guy in the entire. They did like a montage of her with literally every background actor that could dance. Like,
she's a cute girl. She's a cute dancer. I love her. She looks adorable.
Like perky and fun. Yeah. I liked her too.
Who said to him, I think it was Brenda, finally said to him, like, you have a sexy girlfriend who wants to dance, like learn to dance. Mm-hmm.
He was such a curmudgeon the whole episode. Like, I don't want to. I'm sitting over here. And there's a couple of shots of him going, like, especially when at the end, when she's trying to teach him to dance and they kind of like rotate around him and they're in his room, and he's like, has his arms crossed. He's like,
yeah,
I don't want to dance. Oh, and then he says, do you know the Brandon Walsh? Is that what he called
it?
Oh
my God.
You ever done the Brandon Walsh dance? Oh, I know that dance. I know that dance well. Where you don't dance and you just throw her on the bed.
First of all, so much to discuss with that. Like, I didn't have super strict parents, but like, weird. That
Cindy doesn't even have a job. She's right, just still downstairs cutting vegetables. Yeah. And
then the full laying down makeout set.
On top. I was like, yeah.
Oh, what? He's like a senior. She's a freshman.
I guess like if his parents came in, he'd be like, hey, mom. Like he wouldn't get in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah, that was wow, okay, what?
Here's the problem I have. Well, beside him being so stubborn, which is, I kind of think it was cute. I kind of actually like the fact that Brandon doesn't dance. I think it's adorable.
Yeah, I agree.
But I just have a problem with him continually picking her up.
Oh, yeah.
Like she's a thing.
A little dolly.
To be picked up.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I have a thing. Don't pick me up. I have a rule. Like, and it happens all the time. Like, not in
real
tall? Life. No, I'm only 5'5". You are how tall?
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'7". You are. I'm not. First of all, I'm 5'7".
That's pretty tall.
Picked up a lot. Like, I feel like 5'5".
I think I'm too athletic to be picked up. We'll just say that. But even all my life, it's always like in the scene, they want the guy to pick the girl up and twirl her around.
So it's The Bachelor. So have you ever watched The Bachelor?
Uh-huh.
So like if you watch The Bachelor regularly, you will always see the scene over and over and over again where the woman, so the bachelor is like standing on the beach or whatever, mm-hmm. and the woman runs and then they have a name for it. It's like they actually tell the girl to do it, I think. Like run and do the crawdaddy or whatever it is. Like, and they
I don't think it's the crawdaddy.
Hug him in the arms and
the
legs.
Koala.
Oh, the koala. And it's like, I think maybe is it good for television or something? Like maybe that's why he picks her up.
Do people want to, is that what they want to see? The people? Does that say, oh, they love each other? I don't know. Whenever a guy tries to pick me up on camera in a scene, I'm like, no, don't pick me up. I don't like it. Please don't pick me up. Which was tricky when I did Dancing with the Stars.
I was going to say.
Don't pick me up. God.
Sidebar. I mean, Derek Huff was like, you couldn't have had a better partner. God, I love
him. I know, but I was literally twice the size of him. And I don't think he could have picked me
up. But he's
up.
So strong. He could pick you up with one arm.
You
no
think?
Problem. Oh my God. Derek Huff. He is so strong. Yes. Not a problem. He could have twirled you up above his head.
Now maybe. But then when I did it, he was younger. He was a little thing. Like he was a newbie. Now he seems more manly and substantial.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I do enjoy watching Brandon/Jason Priestley kiss. Like, there is something super hot and sexy about him. Like, it's
yeah,
not
he's a good
ever...
kisser.
It never gives
like,
me barf in
on
my
camera
mouth.
Yeah. Kisser. It doesn't give you barf in your mouth. Okay, that's a good sign.
Never. Yeah. So I was like, maybe that's why I like Nikki, because maybe I don't even know if I like Nikki. Or, sorry, I'm yelling. I get so amped up.
Breathe. Calm down.
I do like Nikki. I do. She doesn't bother me at all. I don't find her annoying. There's nothing I don't like about her. But maybe I just like seeing him sort of cute and sexy and like that mm-hmm. side of him.
I also like, I think that he picked her up all the time because she was smaller than him. And that doesn't happen very often, you know?
Right, like, right. She's like a tiny little
thing. She's tiny. And I don't know. I don't remember a lot of other guest actresses, like girlfriends that were tiny like her. Vanessa Marcel was also tiny.
Oh yeah, she's tiny. Mm-hmm. That's going to get real interesting when we talk about those episodes. I hope you keep me around for that. Wow.
Yeah, but Nikki's really getting it on the dance floor. She is she's got her groove on, man. Woof.
Yes. Either Dana Barron is a super cool chick or Nikki is a super cool character because everything about her is cool. Like even when they had their sort of makeup, you know, like Brandon was a real ass and she mm-hmm. was kind of done with him. And then he goes at school to make up with her. She isn't like a doe-eyed freshman. She's very like, look, dude.
Yeah. She's a freshman. Yeah.
Yeah.
She seems very aware of herself and confident.
Yeah. You know, so interesting. I wonder, Sue Scanlon, and I'm not being mean to Nicole Tom. Nicole Tom's cool. Sue Scanlon is way too, she's just so troubled that I never could have seen her staying. You know what I mean? For years and years with you guys. Mm-hmm. But Dana Barron, I actually think maybe she could have become more of a state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she fits.
I could see that. I could see that. I don't know though. She was only there for a few.
Yeah. We're coming to an end soon with her. Not a big Kelly episode. Not a big Steve episode. Not a lot of Steve. I mean, bad shirts always, but like not a lot.
Nikki like dancing with him. Oh, wait, that's going to bring me to my favorite line.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I can't help it, but my favorite line, should I say it now or wait?
Definitely say it now.
Excuse me if I don't enjoy watching you bump and grind with every guy in here.
I wrote it down.
It's a Brandon's at Bump and Grind.
And Grind. Brandon, I wrote it. Brandon's all mad because she's dirty dancing with Steve. And then he says Bump and Grind. Ew. And I'm like,
that made me throw up a little bit.
Have you ever uttered those words out of your mouth ever?
No.
No. Where did that even come from?
Isn't I think that it was a song. Yeah. The Bump and Grind is a dance move. It's like the koala, but different.
Yeah. And it was just like, dude, come on. Yeah. Oh, I also, here's a favorite at the club. Because I don't think this happens in real life, but maybe it does. So like, remember a good song's on and they're all dancing. And then the song ends and then claps. Like you're clapping for a song.
Like, yeah. I was like, clearly that wasn't a real club because it was just way too bright. Like who turns the lights on that bright in a dance club? Oh, and I remember filming that, like those dancing scenes and really not wanting to dance because it's embarrassing. And you're like, I was in the background with Steve, and I know I can tell because I always have my back to the camera that I'm just messing around. Like I'm not taking it seriously whatsoever. And I purposely always have my back to the camera.
Well, after learning from you and David Lasher last week, how uncomps those scenes are to shoot. It's like, oh God.
They are, because the whole the crew is like somebody's sitting over there eating a bag of nuts. Like that guy's over there, you know, checking his cell phone. Well, not then, but there's people. Then there's the people that are just like,
you guys, Jenny's face.
They just want to go home. They just want it to be over.
Yeah, it's just like some tired old grip. Like, get me out of here.
And then you have to go out there and act like you're having the time of your life and couldn't be happier dancing to music that's not even there.
Have you had, not Dancing with the Stars, but have you had any other like major choreographed dance scenes in like the movies you've done and other TV projects?
I don't know. Really I don't think so. I think that 90210, we did the most like, you know, kid dancing at clubs and dances and that kind of thing. I don't think there was, I've had a lot of other dancing opportunities on the screen.
What is worse, a dance scene like the one from the pigskin prom or this, or sex scenes? Oh. What's your more uncomfortable?
Definitely sex scenes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, imagine.
Yeah.
Just put yourself in that position of.
I wonder if I'd be good at it. So bad at it.
I think, you know what I mean? I think you'd be good at it.
I don't know.
I have faith in you.
I feel like I could just be like, all right. If I liked if the dude was cute, we're not talking like porn guys. We're just talking like a Nikki Brandon laying in the bed kissing scene. If the dude was cute, I think I could roll with it. But if I was not attracted to him, even though it's fake, I get it. That'd be so awful.
Yeah, it is. Here's the thing. It's not fake while you're doing it. It's real. That's real. And
right.
You really have to do the kiss and touch and swap spit.
Okay. And oh God.
It's not fun. It's definitely not fun if you don't like the guy.
Okay. So you don't have to name names, but I have two questions. On all the seasons of 90210, I'm gonna whisper, did you ever hate the guy you had to like make out with? You don't have to say who, but like where you were just like, I can't stand this guy.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be awful.
And I think the guy knows who he is too.
Oh, I can't wait to figure it out.
I don't think we've gotten there yet.
Were you not attracted to him, or was just like, this guy sucks and I have to deal
with
this
guy? Yeah, the guy sucks.
He's not a cool guy.
He's just not he's not my jam.
Yeah.
But when I did a movie, I've told this story before. I did a movie, one of my first TV movies was called, I can't say because then you'll know the guy.
Right. Was this Bad Breath?
No, this was, he had like schmegma, like, like in the, like, you know, like the little white goo goos right there and there.
You'd think someone's job would be check that. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I have worked with Ryan Seacrest for 100 years and I would never like let him go out on camera with
when he has a schmegma
in his teeth or something. Well, he never has that. He would never have that. He's too like,
no, he's very clean.
But he, you know, if you eat so fast, you're trying, especially because his stuff's always live. If he had like, food, I would never like let someone go out with food in their teeth.
No, maybe they just didn't see it, but Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a teeth checker? Like if you guys have a lunch break, would you brush your teeth after before you started work again? Or like, does someone check? Hey, like, hey, check me.
I would usually brush my teeth because especially if you have like a kissing scene or like a love scene. Oh, you got to do the like whole hygiene thing before.
Someone gets your like garlic mashed potato breath.
Amy, I hate garlic. And when the guy eats garlic for lunch and then you have to make out with him, it is nothing worse.
That would be so bad. So let's say you're having like an intimate scene, right? Like a making out, laying down, maybe even more than that. Like a love scene. Mm-hmm. Does the boy ever, you know what? Like, does his, you know what, ever get, you know
what? We've talked about this. Why do you want to talk about this again?
I just have to remember. It does happen, right?
Yeah.
And does a guy feel dumb? No, he
should probably not. I've never.
Maybe he feels awesome. I don't know.
I've never even, when that has happened, it's never been even addressed. It's just kind of like.
Oh, you just go. Okay.
You just ignore it. And keep going.
God, I can't think it. I don't think I could do that.
That's rough. It gets real weird.
I love that I've asked that twice.
Yeah.
Now.
Maybe you can ask it. It's season 4. Stay tuned because she's going to ask it.
I'll ask it every season, guys. Don't worry. Like, I'll just keep asking it as we get there. Okay. I did think it was cute that there was sort of some real interaction between David and Brandon in this because David was going to teach him how to dance, even though it like didn't happen.
Yeah. He comes over. Yeah. He comes over and Brandon's like, oh dude, I totally forgot. And David goes, well, yeah, I didn't. Just thought that was the funniest comeback. Like I didn't. Here I am. Let's do this.
Right. Dude, you asked my help.
He comes all the way there and then he leaves. It's not like, you know, Beverly Hills is a walk down the street to get to each other's houses. That's like it can be 20 minutes in traffic, 30 minutes in traffic.
True. True. They don't even live in the same neighborhood.
Nope.
And for people listening in real life, Beverly Hills is like vast because I picture like some of those mansions you guys live in more up the hill. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the Walshes are more in the flats. Or maybe like even a Beverly Wood.
It's hard for me because I know the Walshes were actually in Altadena and Kelly and Steve were in Sherman Oaks. So it's really hard for me to even imagine them in Beverly Hills. But yeah, Beverly Hills is big. There's the flat part. There's the like town, the city part. Then there's the hills. Then there's Bel Air, which is on the hill, like way up the hill.
I like Bel Air the best.
So pretty up there. Oh my
gosh. If I had like a bajillion dollars, which I do not, guys, but if I did, I would pick Bel Air. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go like in the heyday or even like in any of this, you know, years, but especially like after season 2 or so when it was just exploding to Beverly Hills? Like, did people just freak the F out if they saw like you shopping on Rodeo?
Yeah, no, I never went there ever again. Here's the thing. Well, I filmed there. I remember the only time I remember ever going back there was when Kelly and Donna filmed something for 90210 with the Teeny Boppers, that one, that version of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They had Kelly and Donna in a convertible so we were being driven in a convertible car around Beverly Hills. Right, right.
Oh,
film,
God. Oh, God.
Which was so embarrassing. And I remember that. And the only other time I ever go to Beverly Hills is to see my dentist. He's on Roxbury Drive. And
it's kind of, I mean, for people listening, like, I don't mean to be all, we live in LA, but you don't go to Beverly. I don't go to Beverly Hills that much.
I mean, a lot of people do. They like go to lunch and.
They do. The restaurants.
No,
I'm trying to think.
I don't ever go there.
I mean, I have not been to Beverly Hills in a really long time because it's not where I would go to shop.
Yeah. It's not my jam either.
Yeah. It is touristy and that's not a dig. It's like it is touristy. Yeah,
people still love going there, which is great.
There was a shout out for Robertson, I think, in this episode, one of the new clubs on Robertson, which actually was very ahead of its time because Robertson actually is super cool.
Where's Rob? Wait, like, hold on. I can't even remember where
Robertson's. So it's where there's a lot. Yes. So like a lot of the cool shopping now is actually on Robertson.
Oh, right.
It's where, there's like, that's where I would go there over Rodeo probably.
People love that other street. It's like in it's like kind of Venice-y, Santa Monica-y, Abbot Kinney.
Oh, yeah.
People Abbot love Kinney's that one. Cool. There's so many cool places to go. My daughter wanted to go to Melrose the other day to shop. I was like, absolutely not.
So Melrose was so in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, do your kids like thrifting? That's like the big thing they do these days, thrifting. I don't like to use my car. So I like, if I only can go places I can walk to because I don't want to get in my car and have to like drive somewhere. We're really quite tired.
Oh my God. I love you.
I love this one. I actually did not, this is not my favorite episode by any means, but I totally enjoyed it. It's a good episode. I remembered it well. Like I remembered it from the first round I watched or the second or third or however many times I've seen these things.
Yeah. It wouldn't be an episode of 90210 though, without Brandon and Andrea having conflict in the newspaper office. Are they always going to be in the newspaper office?
The blaze is so major. And I do remember that.
The blaze.
The blaze. It's major. You know, I'm much more into the, not the like heavy topic issues like we've had for the last couple of weeks. I want to see the love triangle. That's my jam.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
I'd rather have fun too.
I like the soapy aspect of 90210. But I'm fine with it all. I mean, I totally, it's like, I love rewatching it.
I think it gets a lot more like issue heavy, right?
It's coming back to me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember.
Let me see if I missed anything. Good fashion. Again, I wish Tori was here because she's got some great, the vet look, other than Andrea, the vests are awesome. I love a vest. I like want to get my arms back and looking good so I can wear a vest again. And Donna had that black and white top. It was like a sweater vest. I thought that was awesome.
I don't remember that one. I just,
it was when she went to the Scanlon's house.
Oh,
with David.
Yeah. I'm so scarred by the Andrea's vest that I can't really even move on from it. And the suit.
We didn't talk about the voting, but that Donna, who no one ever gives credit to, totally registered to vote on time. She's ready to go vote.
Okay. So
that was like a weird D story, like the voting thing and the problems in the ocean.
She's 6 months older than, so she's 18 and a half in her senior year.
She's all registered. And then Dylan wants to talk to her about Heal the Bay so that was interesting. Also, I think that was shot really at the West Beverly Hills post office.
Oh, that looks really authentic. Yeah.
Yes. So that was cool.
I wonder how they did
then
that.
For some reason I wrote down, I know. When Dylan was all sick and Brenda said, do you want half my sandwich? I don't know why that, I was like, well, that's, I don't know why I wrote that down, but I did.
You thought it was nice?
It seemed very real.
Yeah, but then she was like, oh, I can make you feel better outside the post office. And he goes, oh, nope, I'm still contagious. And she goes, ew. She was like, ew.
Yeah, that was a lot to do.
And then I have, you know, at the newspaper office, when they're all happy that Gil's coming back to town,
or
back to
towards
work,
the end.
When they're all standing there and Brenda peels off, do you see the way Dylan is staring at Kelly? Did you clock that at all?
Of course.
What was, why? Why you do this? Why you do this? He's messing with it. It just feels like he's messing with her.
I'm glad we're bringing this up because this is coming back. So I don't know if you remember, but that's why I always ask myself, is he with Brenda because he loves her? Or is he with Brenda sort of by default? Because like, that's where he was at. Does he totally love them both? Which is possible. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's possible for sure.
So,
but when you're a young guy like that, like maybe you just like, it doesn't last that long. Like maybe he's, you know, had a nice experience with Brenda and ready to move on.
It's high school. Right. Yeah. Exactly. People like,
he's not ready to settle down and get married or anything.
Right. But I never feel like he's faking it with her. Like even in this episode, I think they there was a kiss and there was some sweet interactions and it also feels authentic.
Right.
So you're like, what is really going on with these people? Yeah. And that's the part I like the best. This is the part I like the best.
Yeah. It just had me so kerfunkled. Kerfuckled? What's kerfuckled? Kerplunkled? What's the word?
Kerfuffled?
Kerfuffled.
it is a bit of a kerfuffle because you're like, do you, when you watch Dylan and Brenda as Jenny this many years later, what does it feel? Even in like this episode where it's kind of like minor.
It feels normal and natural. And like you said, like authentic, but it doesn't, it feel, I still now knowing what I know, I don't like Dylan. Like I don't know why they would do this to the audience with this character that is so vital and important and popular. And it was Luke. Yeah. Like, why would they make, cause a person like me watching it is thinking, wait, how can he be, he's like two times, like he's saying one thing, but doing another. And it just makes me not like him.
So I don't know what this says about me, but it doesn't make me like him one bit less. Like I still totally like him. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I get it. I think that's the thing. It's like, I get that he has something with Kelly and I'm kind of here for it. I want to explore this more.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be into that, but I don't know. I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see because there is, do you not remember what's coming? There's a big old thing coming.
I do not have any clue what is happening, okay, what is going to happen.
So then
I know eventually something must happen that brings them together. And then eventually Brenda's not a part of it because she's not on the show anymore. Like that's how vague my memories are. So I really need somebody to connect the dots.
Here's what I'll say for everyone listening to. It is imminent. This scene coming.
Imminent. I'm scared. Got me scared.
It's heavy. Yeah. Like I know it's coming and I have rewatched this particular scene, so I don't want to ruin it, but it's coming. I think we might get to it in the next month.
Ooh.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroos. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah. I think the only one we skipped was, I swear Steve said something about get off your rump.
at the dance club, you wanted Brandon to get off his rump? Oh, okay. Steve. I thought it was cute too when Steve and Kelly come into the club and he's like, she goes, just to be clear, this is not a date, but we'll dance together.
Yeah.
I love them as friends. I really
do. I
do
too. Almost I think they're both as so much as charming.
I just love Ian so much. That I love
totally
being in scenes with him as a friend and not all like heavy and emotional and, you know, tortured. Okay. Next week is another episode. Shocker. next week is episode 12. Destiny Rides Again. What do you think that one's going to be about?
Reek.
I think it might be.
And also I know that Rosie O'Donnell's going to show up in a minute. Do you remember that at all? That's coming too.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember.
It's either next week or the week after. She's coming.
Oh, is her name Destiny? Is she riding again? I don't know. Usually the titles are so like on the nose.
Right. It might be Rick.
Rick.
Because he's back in the next week or two for sure.
Okay. I'm in for it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I hope you guys like it. Amy and I are doing our best. We love it. We love it. We love doing our podcast.
Send us all your comments because I read every single one. I'm obsessed with the Instagram.
And
I don't know how to respond on the Instagram. I noticed you did. You do, Jenny.
I responded to something.
Yeah. That was so cool.
I don't remember what it was, but it
was really cool.
But we love that. And we're going to do, when Tori does come back, we're going to do some more interactive
definitely
pods. So where we answer some questions, we get into the whole Brenda camp, Kelly camp, because we want to be fair.
Yes. Because I'm one-sided on it and I can't help myself. I'm so sorry.
You're a horrible person.
I'm like waiting for them to make out again. I'm like,
It's going to get good. We're good. But we're good now. Hey.
We'll see you in a week. Hopefully Tori will be here.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.